It's time now for Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of The North, 103.3, to encourage green thinking and green actions. And my guest today is Mike Schuster. Mike is an assistant professor at Hamline University and a researcher at the University of Minnesota in the Department of Forest Resources. Mike is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, I find buckthorn to be a fascinating topic, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I think a good place to start is just your own personal history with it. When did it enter your purview, and when did it become a professional part of your life?
Oh, boy. So I'm from Minnesota originally, and so I spent a lot of time outdoors. And, you know, as a kid, I was a scout, and we did a lot of buckthorn removal projects and that sort of thing. So it's kind of been pervasive throughout my life. But when I went to grad school, I developed a fascination with invasive plant species, and you know, my reference for kind of the ultimate invasive plant was buckthorn. And so when I moved back here to Minnesota, that was a pretty easy focus for my research, and I've been working with buckthorn now for a little bit over 10 years.
It might be a bigger question than I'm ready for, but the ultimate invasive, can you just address that out a little bit for me?
Yeah, so buckthorn does all sorts of things that make it really successful at what it does. It has a whole suite of traits that originally were curated for use in hedging, right? So we brought buckthorn over from Europe as a hedge plant. It grows really quick, produces tons of leaves, tons of fruit. It holds its leaves late into the fall. All these things that are really good for a hedge. The problem is that those traits, when transitioned to a natural system, become a problem, that buckthorn takes over those natural systems and doesn't leave any space for other plants.
And this conversation is really going to be about kind of reclaiming that space, because I've done some buckthorn pulling in my time, and it's been all about getting it out of the ground, making sure that the berries don't fall, make sure they're collected, make sure that the stumps, if there are any, are treated, et cetera, et cetera. But you've been looking into what to do after buckthorn is cleared, what to plant. How long has this been a part of the conversation? For me, this is the first time that I've kind of heard of people thinking about what goes in after the buckthorn is gone.
Well, and I think that's really the point, is a lot of management has historically been focused on that get the plant out perspective and not giving as much attention to what happens next. And that has created this repeating cycle of removal and regeneration for buckthorn. That's another reason why it's so hard to deal with, is that it regrows so quickly. And from a ecological theory perspective, there's lots of reasons to think that if we have native plant species back in the system, the invader will do more poorly. And so that kind of discussion has been a concept for a long time, but restoration in forest systems hasn't necessarily adopted that perspective. So we do this type of revegetation or seeding in grasslands all the time. That's been a long tested staple of prairie restorations, for example. But in forests, it's been something that's slowly taken a hold over the past decade or so. And I think our work has helped popularize this idea.
Experimentation, I'm sure, has been a part of that. What has experimentation in understanding what's the best way to go forward look like?
So the biggest issue with buckthorn is that it produces a ton of seeds that germinate very quickly, meaning that after we do this type of removal, we have a whole bunch of resprouts from damaged stems. And those are pretty obvious right away, and people tend to focus on those as the immediate threat. And they're right. Those are things that need to be taken care of. But if left to their own devices, all those little seedlings that pop up are going to be a problem sooner than later. And so over the first couple of years after management, we really need to get something that grows quickly and is relatively shade tolerant to establish in these managed areas. And so species like wild ryegrasses are going to be really good at that. But over time, we also need some later successional species to kind of pick up the slack and replace those grasses as they start to thin out. So that's where we look at things like white snake root or particular types of asters, things like Virginia waterleaf. These are all types of wildflowers that do very well in these systems and can help stabilize it in the long term reducing the amount of buckthorn that come back over years.
What are some of the questions that still exist for you on this topic? Sometimes when you move forward with science, answers can lead to more questions. What are some of the questions that you're asking?
So there's a bunch of questions that still remain. One of them is how to make this more operational, how to make this more accessible to everyday land managers. And for us, that means that we're looking at a bunch of different types of seed mixes, a bunch of different strategies for incorporating woody species, which we also know are an important component, but are practically more challenging to establish in numbers. So we're looking at ways to establish this cover of native species more diversely and more easily for a greater number of land managers. We're also looking at some of the add-on benefits to doing this, including things like benefits to pollinators, benefits to water quality. These are really important questions that not only address the feasibility of the management approach, but also get to our ability to improve their environment more broadly, not just for us in this narrow context of buckthorn, but for us and future generations by restoring ecosystems to be more productive and functional going forward.
In the interest of educating the public, where would you send people to learn more about this topic and about your research?
So there's a few really great resources out there. One of them would be our website, coveritup.umn.edu. We have all sorts of resources there in terms of seed mixes and other details of our research there for people to look at. But also University of Minnesota Extension and the Minnesota DNR also have great resources on how to deal with buckthorn more broadly.
Mike, I appreciate the time today. Thanks so much. This is valuable.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We've been speaking with Mike Schuster, assistant professor at Hamline University and researcher at the University of Minnesota in the Department of Forest Resources. And this has been Green Visions. Green Visions is a production of the North 103.3 to encourage green thinking and green actions.